This here's a jam for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down cause you're overzealous. Play hard to get females to get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad and showing body. Your chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food is served and you're stone cold munching. Music comes on and people start to dance. But then you ate so much and it'll spit your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking. Sits down next to you and starts talking. And says she wanna dance cause she likes the groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust the move.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CatCast episode number 288. I am your standing host, Chibi D, and of course, as always, joined by the fabulous Wombat.
Sitting comfortably.
And unfortunately, we are not joined by the fabulous Shipwreck today, due to a death in the family.
Yep, our condolences go out to him.
It was his grandmother passed away?
Yes.
Yes. Are you, any of your grandparents still alive?
I have a grandmother.
You do?
Still. Yeah. Yeah. She just turned 90.
Wow.
I believe she turns 91 in a month or two.
I see. I am grandparentless at this point, and so is Mrs. GB. But our condolences. Not about us, Wombat. It's about Shipwreck. So our condolences to the Shipwreck family. And he could have been here, actually. He was almost... He wasn't sure if he was going to make it or not, but it turned out
He wanted to be here.
He did, because he knew what a disaster it would be without him.
Well, no, I like to call these CatCast classics.
CatCast original formula?
Exactly.
I see. Okay. Well, welcome to the show, everybody. We do have a lot to talk about, even without Shipwreck. Wombat and I both have a game that we've been playing that we love a lot, I think. Which we'll talk about later in the show.
There's a lot of truth to that, yep.
Yes, we will make you ponder that in the meantime. I want to mention that I've started streaming finally on my gaming PC, which is one of the goals of getting this PC. Game streaming is all the rage these days. I'm not sure if you were aware of that, Wombat.
I must have missed that note.
Yes, that is, if you go to twitch.tv/cheapassgamer, you can find... the CAG page there, and I did it 2 days in a row. The first day I streamed some Diablo, the problem is I'm bad at everything, and my personality is not that good either, so I don't have a lot going for me. But my computer is really good.
You're handsome, so you know there's that.
I wouldn't say that, but thank you for saying that.
Well, you're welcome.
I haven't had another man tell me that in about 24 hours. I mean, ever.
I think I told you that this morning, or I meant to, when you showed me that picture.
Oh, what picture? Oh, from, I got interviewed for a English language magazine here in Tokyo, and they put a picture, they're doing this thing where they're gamifying the picture of the people they interviewed, so it looks like I'm in Mass Effect. And of course, I had to tell them that I'm already in a video game. We don't have to pretend. With Photoshop, we can do the real thing, but I don't know. I think they actually put up a digital version of the magazine, so when it comes out, I can share it with everybody. So I started streaming on Twitch TV, and it's been a lot of fun, although it's been a big learning experience. I'm using this program called XSplit, which is the go-to program that pretty much everyone uses, and it's actually very easy to use. It's just a question of getting used to it. So I assume as time goes on, I will get better at it. And also, it doesn't support my dedicated streaming card yet. So once it does, I'll be able to stream at 1080p with no slowdown or anything like that. Although on my first stream, I did go at 1080p and nobody really complained, but I noticed that.
I don't think most people are going to complain.
No, I think they were just happy to watch me play Lego Batman.
How could you not be?
And things like that. So, that's been going really good. So definitely, if you're on Twitch TV, follow me. It's the Cheap Ass Gamer. Not the Cheap Ass Gamer, just Cheap Ass Gamer. So, Saunter Scowie wrote in. And I thought this was interesting because it's definitely affected me. He wanted to know, well, the question was for Ship as well, but... Obviously, he's not here. Now you both have gaming. Now that you both have gaming PCs, how much time are you finding yourself playing that over your other consoles? And with the ability to play with the 360 controller, will you? Do you think you'll be purchasing the majority of new games now for the PC? And yeah, I really have not turned on my Xbox very much at all since I got this PC, because it really is just like a super Xbox once you plug in the get the wireless controller going.
You know, it's funny. I was on my Xbox last night, and as a lark, I decided to look to see, you know, how recently you had been on the Xbox. It's definitely been a while.
I mean, it's usually every day. Before this, it was pretty much every day, just to, even if I wasn't necessarily going to play something, just to check what was going on Xbox Live and see, you know, what the new updates were. But now I just find myself on the PC more because, yeah, like I said, it's just basically a super powerful Xbox, and you got the same controller. For most of the game, you know, not every game has controller support, but most of the multi-platform games do. So yeah, I've already pre-ordered the new Hitman game for the PC. I mean, it's cheaper as well. I mean, once you get past the initial overhead of buying the PC, the games are significantly cheaper. Like, I bought Lego Batman 2 on Steam, and I think it was $27. And it's like, what is it, $50 for console?
I believe that is correct.
And it's certainly more convenient for me living in Japan, where I can, you know, don't have to import these games. You know, that's an added expense and also added delay for me getting the games. I also just bought Spec Ops The Line for PC, which was also cheaper than the console version. Unfortunately, it doesn't unlock on Steam until today, so I can't really talk about it until next week. But I'll probably do some streaming of that as well. But Saunders Scowie wants to know if you feel left out, Wombat.
I wouldn't necessarily say left out. I would love to have a gaming PC, even as much as, you know, the money is part of the issue. Honestly, I don't even have a place to put it.
That's what I was gonna say. It's not certainly as convenient in terms of placement as a console if you don't have a dedicated office for it somewhere. Yeah, I don't know I don't know how crazy you would be about dealing with all the PC issues, like driver updates and crap like that. So
yeah,
I don't know.
It's not even that. It's like, if you know, I have what, an hour a day, or 2 hours a day, maybe, to play a game.
Right, and you don't want to fuck with all that PC nonsense.
Exactly.
Yeah. I had a feeling that you didn't really feel left out, but. If somehow I don't know in what situation some game would come out just for PC that you would be absolutely crazy about. Oh, I know, Elder Scrolls Online. Is that it?
No.
That's not it.
No, that's not it.
What about the Lego MMO?
As cute as that looks, I'm going to also go with a big no.
Yeah, I didn't think so. But okay, yeah, I wanted to just ask you that just to make sure. Let's see what else we got here. Watch this, bitches. You've been watching some movies, Wombat?
I have been watching some movies. Now that, I don't know if I mentioned this last week, but I dropped Netflix and picked up all the premium channels on my Verizon Fios.
Don't people usually go the other way?
They usually do, but let me tell you why I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
The reason is twofold. You know, Netflix was what? It was like $10 a month, $9 a month, whatever
nine,
it was.
I believe, yep.
Nine. I was able to get every premium channel for $20 a month. So it's an $11 difference.
Oh, so you have HBO now.
I have HBO now.
So you can watch Game of Thrones now.
If I wanted to. I have HBO Go now on my Xbox or console of choice.
Dude, you're going to love that show.
But there's also premium on demand. So right. Every premium channel has free on demand where I can watch pretty much any movie anytime I want that's on there.
I'm sure.
And the first run movies on premium cable are worth the $20 over the $9 for the crap that's been on Netflix lately.
right. Okay. Well, I'm excited actually to hear what you think about Game of Thrones because
I'm still reading the book.
Oh, don't read the book.
I kind of want to. Well, we'll discuss it another time.
No. How good, seriously, Wombat, you're telling me your imagination is better than that of the HBO producers?
Well, I was a teenager in the days before internet porn. My imagination is quite good.
Oh, whatever. I'm sure you were looking at your dad's Playboys.
He didn't have any. What a loser. Anyway. Oh. Yeah.
I'm sure he did. He just hid them very well.
He hid them very well. One of the things I watched recently, which I really enjoyed and I recommend to you because I think you would love it.
Yes.
Is Super 8.
The Nicolas Cage movie?
No, that's 8mm.
Oh.
Super 8 was the, J.J. Abrams, Steven Spielberg movie that came out last summer.
I watched it.
You did? It takes place in 1979?
Yeah, you know what? I guess it was kind of forgettable because, I don't know, I think I watched it. I don't even know what happened in it.
There's a bunch of kids.
Yeah, and they had a movie and there was like a monster. I don't even know. It was forgettable for me.
That's too bad. I really liked it. See, yeah. I thought you would really like it. Well, maybe you just don't remember it.
Right. Well, if you don't have Netflix anymore, but we've been watching the National Geographic specials, and we watched one on the Aryan Brotherhood, and I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah. See, I wouldn't watch that anyway. See, that's the difference. I'm not gonna. I watched part one of the George Harrison documentary, the Martin Scorsese George, and that to me is fascinating, and I'm very interested in seeing part two. And because let's face it, lives don't get more interesting, really.
I'm not very familiar with his life, so.
He's done a lot. He did, besides being a Beatle.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, did you know he was a Beatle in the 60s?
I knew he was a Beatle.
He was in that group called the Beatles.
That's about all I know about him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Super 8 Wombat, Mrs. Cheapy and I just celebrated our 8th wedding anniversary.
Is that your Super 8?
That was our Super 8, and we went out for a nice steak dinner. Just me and Mrs. Cheapy. It was, and we'd had a bottle of wine. I think I had most of the wine, but it was pretty glorious. A rare dinner just between the two of us.
Yeah.
It was pretty awesome.
I find it odd that you have only been married a year longer than me. I feel like you've been married so much longer than I've been married.
Well, we dated, we were together for 4 years before that.
Okay. That makes sense then.
Yeah. So congratulations to me for being able to stay married for
years. Nice job. You're not a statistic.
Right. Yet.
Yet.
Okay. So we have some show feedback here. And this first one is so embarrassing. I wish I could just tell you that I was really high or something, because that would be the only excuse for it. But unfortunately, it wasn't the case. So.
And it was the most commented comment from last week.
Oh, it's horrible.
Show.
I mean, it's, yeah. Right.
Xertia says, I like how none of you seem to know the difference between the Three Kingdoms period in China and the Sengoku period in Japan. Oh, yeah. That Nobunaga game. Is Lu Bu in it? Americans.
Right. Obviously, I should know better than that. And I do know better. You know what it was? I think that I was so excited just to talk about Romance of the Three Kingdoms because it was such a big part of my my gaming experience on the NES that I don't know, my fact checking just went away. But yeah, obviously I know that. I don't know what happened.
And you were the one to bring it up. I just go, when it comes to Asian culture, I just go with the flow.
Yeah, it's totally my bad. I mean, yeah, there's no excuse for that.
I can just go with the I don't know any better.
Yeah, I know better.
I don't.
Okay.
Donkey Drop has to say, most people give up on their standing desks after a month or so. As for the supposed health benefits, short periods of standing during the day have been shown to be beneficial, but standing for longer has not shown any additional benefits and has its own risks.
What am I going to do with all these haters, Wombat?
I don't know, but there was a lot. No one seems to be pro standing desk. I don't think there was one comment about it being good for you.
Wombat. A lot. Let's define a lot.
Like four. That's a lot to me.
That's not really a lot. Oh, wait, my outline just went away. No, listen. First of all, my desk is not just a standing desk. It's motorized, so it's also a sitting desk. And the other thing you have to realize is that I'm obviously not standing here for 8 hours a day. Anyone who listens to this show knows that I don't do 8 hours a day of work, okay? So let's be realistic. But I have been, I have been standing at it. I've only used it this is my first full week. I've been very good. I'm going to pat myself on the back. I've been standing at it and certainly, like I said, not 8 hours a day, but I don't know. I enjoy it. For me, it's actually more comfortable. It's not that I just read that article and I said, oh, this is obviously 100% true and I'm just going to do it because this article says so. I'm not comfortable really sitting at a desk. It hurts me.
To come to your defense, when I'm on the phone with people, which I am in a lot of my day, or even in meetings, like, you know, going over plans and things as I do a large portion of my day, I always prefer to be standing.
Yeah, I mean, I feel, I don't know, it sounds cheesy to say this, but I feel more alive when I'm standing.
No, it's not unusual. And I mean, I'm not in sales anymore, but when I was, and you were too, most sales managers recommend that when you're trying to, you know, when you're on a pitch, you should be on the phone standing up.
Yeah, you're more animated. I guess, yeah, you feel more awake. You feel more alive. Yeah. So, I don't know. I like it. All I can say is that so far I like it. I can't tell you what's going to happen in the next month or so. I can tell you that since I've got the standing desk, I find that I barely masturbate anymore because it seems, you know, standing up would just be kind of weird, I think. But also the act of having to actually lower the desk to jerk off just seems really pathetic to me.
I can understand that.
You know, it's like I have to go out of my way. I mean, not that it's difficult. I just push a button and the desk goes down. But it seems like, you know, I have to like use electricity to masturbate, which is usually just a treat for me, normally, you know, otherwise. But
I understand.
Right. When I put my penis in the socket.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's just been an unintended side effect. I don't know. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But
I don't know. But speaking of desks, did you see the picture of my new view for my office?
I did. Congratulations on your new office.
Thank you very much. Yeah, well, my company moved from downtown to uptown. And as part of the move, everyone got new offices. But they gave me an exceptional office, which I, you know, am flattered and thrilled to have.
Excellent.
And very proud of the job I do. yeah, hey, why not? I don't get to pat myself on. Yeah, why not? How often does someone get to pat themselves on the back?
Yeah, good. Congratulations.
So, yeah, it's pretty sweet. I've never worked in a high rise before. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of unusual in that sense. Like, we're on the 23rd floor, so every view is pretty remarkable.
Right.
But it's really cool because we're right by Times Square, and I get to look out and see, you know, those flashy Times Square moving signs and stuff. There was a blimp that flew past my window, essentially, today. It was kind of cool.
I let that joke go by the way. It was in my head. I just let it go. Do you want to hear it?
Okay. Sure. Go for it.
Are you sure you weren't looking in the mirror?
That's funny. I've lost weight, you know.
Yeah, I meant to ask you for a Fitbit update.
It's, you know, it's things are, I walked, I think, 12,000 steps today.
That's awesome.
With the new move to the office, it's only one subway stop away from Penn Station.
So you just walk it.
So I just walk it. It doesn't make sense to take the subway one stop. If you know, if there's congestion, it'll take longer.
Right.
So even though it's walking a mile, it's still the shorter route. So
that's great.
So I'm getting an extra 2 miles of walking in every day.
Do you find that it's contributing to a healthier lifestyle?
Yes, it definitely is.
Me too, man. I mean, it's just I never forget it. I'm always conscious because of it. I'm always conscious of how much I've been moving around on a day. So if I look down and I see that it's, you know, I only have 6,000 steps and it's already lunchtime, you know, maybe I'll go have lunch at the farther away place, you know, instead of the place that's closer to my apartment. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's really great. And I've lost, I don't know, like 11 or 12 pounds, not just because of the Fitbit, because I'm making a conscious effort to eat less and eat healthier and to move more, which I think is pretty much the main key to any weight loss is eat less, move more. But yeah, that's great, Wombat. I'm glad to hear that you're using it. I was worried that it was going to just sit in a desk drawer or something. And are you using the scale as well?
I am using it. It's the only scale I have. So
perfect.
Yeah, I have no choice. If I wonder how much I weigh, I have to use that scale.
and then it's I find that the scale is actually, even though, you know, it's expensive, it's like $130, but it really adds to the motivational factor. Like this specific scale, because it logs your weight for you. So it's you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't discount it. Like, if you gain weight, like, it's on the record.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Meanwhile, my maid keeps using the scale, and it's totally screwing up my my charts.
Yeah, did you mention last week, or did you just tell me last week?
Yeah, no, I think I mentioned it last, but she keeps doing it. And it, so I have to keep going into the website and deleting every time she weighs herself. And I don't know what to do, because it's
like,
going to be very difficult.
Leave her a note, like, please don't use my scale.
But it's so weird. Like, she's going to want to know how I know that she's been using the scale. So I think what I have to do, and, you know, to explain the fact that this is a Wi-Fi scale to her, I mean, it was just like, she doesn't know how to use
email. I say on the day you know she's coming.
Just hide it.
Put it in the closet, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. That's the easiest.
That is definitely the, she may find it suspicious, but so what?
Right, she'll think that it's, that I just moved it. She probably won't even remember. She'll just be happy that she doesn't have to move it to clean underneath it.
Exactly.
Excellent. Okay.
Want to move on to new releases?
Let's.
Let's. Let's, shall we?
Let's.
We're so much more polite to each other when Chipwreck's not here. What
right.
a douche.
Well, I don't feel like I have to impress him with by insulting you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Let's see what we got here. So here, why don't you start? Why don't you take it away?
Sure. There's, you know, some things that are out this week. Actually, there's some interesting things out this week. The Amazing Spider-Man game is out this week.
I had read Justin McElroy's review on The Verge, because I've saw this game at E3 and it looked pretty good to me. And I guess it is pretty good after reading his review, which was a very excellent read, as usual. Did you read it? Did you read his review?
I skimmed it. Does that count?
Oh, it's pretty short, dude. I think it's worthy of your full attention. I mean, the main complaint about the game is that they've dumbed down the swinging mechanic, so that it's basically almost completely automated for you. And in fact, it is completely automated if you use this web rush thing. And he, of course, he says that it looks really good. Like, the swinging looks great. The animations are all fantastic. But the older Spider-Man games, even the ones from this, I guess, well, Spider-Man 2 was on this generation or not?
I feel like I was last. Wow.
3
like,
was definitely this one.
Yeah, but I think 2 was the previous, I think.
I refuse to Google it. I'm just looking at my... I can't read it, but it doesn't matter. Anyway, that one, it was more of a manual affair, which meant that it required skill and it required practice. And I remember that. And without that skill being needed anymore, the game is just not as satisfying. That seemed to be the major knock against it. I'll probably check it out when it comes to PC this summer.
Spider-Man 2 was an Xbox, PlayStation 2, and GameCube game.
Okay, 3 was 360.
Yes.
So I'm interested, but I will wait for the cheaper PC version and likely better looking PC version.
Yeah, it currently has about a 74 on Metacritic, but the thing that's more interesting is that most of the scores kind of hover around there. It's not an extreme in one direction or the other.
Right, okay.
So, worth noting.
Good to know.
Yeah, what else we have this week? We have Spec Ops The Line, which you mentioned.
Right. I played the demo and it's been getting good reviews. Nothing, you know, outstanding, but it seems to be pretty solid.
I remember playing it. I played a little bit of it at E3. They put a t-shirt on my shoulder.
Good blood spray, right?
Yes.
You definitely know.
That game was difficult. That's what I remember about it from E3. Maybe it's just one of those games that's difficult to play on the show floor.
Could be.
But that game was a challenge on the show floor.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that in depth next week, and you can catch the live stream at some point, or the recorded live stream. Yeah, actually, if you've missed the live stream on Twitch TV, it automatically records them, so you can catch them later. What else we got?
I think, you know, the big release for us is going to be the Elder Scrolls DLC Dawnguard.
Mm-hmm.
Did you pick it up yet?
You know, I think I bombed out of Elder Scrolls. Because I just stopped playing it, and I'm not going to buy the DLC because I haven't come close to finishing the main quest. It seems like a waste. But you haven't tried it yet?
I haven't had. Actually, I've been playing a lot of games, but that has not made the list. I decided to check out the endings for Mass Effect 3 instead.
Warning, major spoilers ahead. Please fast forward to the 29-minute mark to avoid these spoilers.
Does that fall under new releases?
Sure, we can talk. Now, let me ask you a question. You just went on YouTube, right?
And no, I played. I wanted to play one out and just see. Okay. If it, just cause. So I decided
I watched
to.
Them.
Yeah, I played out the choice that I had already made. I figured, you know, I made that choice. I'm going to stick with it.
Which one was that?
That was green.
Green is
the middle.
Synthesis?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I mean, it's all fine and good, I guess.
Well, look, dude. First of all, it's nice that that BioWare, you know, recognized that the fans were not happy and addressed it with something. The problem is, when you're playing through this epic trilogy and you've had all this time invested, you can't redo the ending of a game. It will not have the same impact. You know, it's like if they released a new ending to Star Wars or something, you know, a year after you finished watching it or something. It's okay. You know, it would have been better if it came out that way. It didn't really explain
anything.
It was
definitely
right?
Better than what there was before. I think, you know, the only thing that I really appreciated from what they did mm-hmm. was explaining why the Normandy was in outer space.
I thought you were going to explain you appreciated how they made everybody have the same color eyes as whatever choice you picked.
And that too. Well, you know, it's that whole, you know, for those who haven't watched it, I watched the other and all the three other endings. They did add a new fourth ending.
Right.
I did watch the three other endings on YouTube, but I mean, they're all still essentially the same with the same stills. They're not, you know, they didn't like, you know, render new cutscene for the most part. It's
not
mostly just still pictures.
Yes.
With voiceover.
Colored in eyes.
With colored in eyes, depending upon your choice.
Right. I don't know. I didn't. I mean, I appreciated how they made like Shepard's death a bigger deal. You know, it's how you see people like sort of mourning him, which would have been nice to have when you've actually finished the game. And now it doesn't really mean very much to me.
I just don't understand how that file was so large. It was 1.5 gigs. It's larger than most XBLA games.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, what is on there? I don't know. That's why I didn't even bother downloading it. I don't
know what's on there. It's a pretty big file, though, for what's essentially, you know, stills from a comic book.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Whatever.
It didn't.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for doing it. It definitely clears things up. It's better than what was there.
Well, what did it clear up exactly?
The Admiral told the Normandy to leave. That's something.
Okay. Right. That's something. Okay. Good. It doesn't explain how everybody's going to get out of there, right? Oh, well, they show them fixing the...
Yeah. They said they mentioned how the mass relays were damaged but can be repaired.
Yeah. But how long is that going to take? I mean...
I don't know. That they can, and we saw little Krogan babies.
Yeah. It's not like fixing a toaster or something, right? It's like ancient relics. Oh, yeah. We can repair these ancient relics. No problem.
Well, in synthesis... You get the knowledge of all the races before you.
Right. I mean, it's fine. I didn't have any really emotional response.
We probably spoiled too much just there, by the way. So
maybe,
whatever.
Yeah. I'll put it in the show description that we have a little spoiler action. But
yeah, a little spoilery.
Okay, let's get off.
Really,
Mass Effect.
I think you know it's been long enough that, and we didn't trust me. We didn't say anything that ruins the game for you.
Right.
That is the one thing. Here's the one thing. The takeaway about Mass Effect 3. That is totally about the journey, not the destination.
Well, thanks to the ending. Thanks to the horrible endings.
Yeah, exactly. So long,
horrible.
And thanks for all the fish.
Right.
Yes.
Also this week is Battlefield 3 Close Quarters DLC, which is, I guess, the more Call of Duty-ish, smaller maps.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Anything else? Still no Foosball 2012 this week, I see.
Did The Walking Dead Episode 2 come out? That comes out... Today?
Yes, I've seen people writing about it. It's supposed to be great. I think I got to play that.
Well, do you remember seeing the preview or do you remember looking away at the
of course
preview?
I remember. Yeah, it did look good. I was impressed with what I saw at E3.
You should play episode one first.
Of course.
I mean, just shoot Job an email.
I'm happy to give them money for it. It's okay.
That's fine. No, I'm just saying. Yeah.
I like to support my peoples, you know?
Yes,
the industry that's given so much to me, I have to, you know,
give back.
I got to give back, exactly.
You're a good person.
Although I will take a code, an early code for Foosball 2012 for the Vita.
Vita.
If you want to give me an early one. Otherwise, I'll buy it. I like Foosball. I'm not joking.
Have you seen, and this was actually mentioned in the show thread, but I should have you ever watched the Foosball episode of Community?
I have not.
You should watch the Foosball episode of Community.
I will try to do that.
I think it's probably, I mean, I know it's on Hulu, but yeah, I'm sure you could find it.
Right. I will find it.
Please do.
Let's see what else we got here. Oh, God. I made myself an omelet this morning.
Cheese omelet?
Yep, but very light cheese. I put just like a very light sprinkle. And then I fold it up and I put it on a whole wheat English muffin and eat it.
Very nice.
Let's mention our friends at, I don't know, should we do Audible?
Why not? Audibletrial.com/CADcast. Get yourself a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Are there any books you could think of that would make for great audiobooks?
Well, there's a bunch of video game-related books that are on there, I know, and I forgot offhand what they are, but if you have a favorite one, I'm sure there's some Mass Effect stuff on there. I am reading a book right now. Oh, man, I forgot what it's called. It's about the assassination attempt on Ronald Reagan. Somebody recommended it on KAG right before, or on my Twitter, right before I left for E3. I think Rawhide Down, could that be what it's called? Oh, God, I'm like 20% through the book. I don't even know what it's called. Rawhide Down. Yeah, that's what it's called. Okay. It's interesting. You know, I don't really give a shit about Ronald Reagan. I mean, you know, I respect him as a former president, but I'm not in love with Ronald Reagan. But it's really interesting to see what kind of massive undertaking it is for the Secret Service to protect the president. It's crazy. And there's a lot of, I mean, it has all the details about Hinckley and what a nut job he was and his obsession with Jodie Foster. Like I said, I have no real, you know, extra interest in this topic, but the book is really interesting. It was a very good recommendation.
Did you ever see the movie L.A. Confidential?
Yes.
Okay, you should read that book. It's better than the movie was. It also expands it. And then read American Tabloid.
All right.
It's essentially the follow-up with a lot of the same characters. I would say just go read American Tabloid, and you would probably still get it because the character name, you know, the character names that carry over.
Oh,
but
okay.
it's a fictionalized account of the Kennedy era.
Oh, I see. All right.
I think you would find, if you're enjoying the book you're reading now, you might actually enjoy that.
All righty.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on to multi-platforming, Wombat's News and stuff, where we can gush over the game that both of us are playing right now, Lego Batman 2 and Friends. What is it? What's the subtitle on that?
I don't know. With DC Superheroes?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Lego Batman 2 is all you need to know.
Right. But actually, you know, you need to know the other part too, because there are a lot of other characters.
There are a lot of other characters. Have you finished the story yet?
No. I am.
You're a loser.
I just unlocked Superman.
Okay. Okay. That's a good point to be in, though. Do you have him in the open world?
Yes, yes, I can use him. That's what I mean. I just unlocked him.
Okay,
in that sense.
You're using him are you getting all the villains now?
Yeah, if you joined us for the live stream, I flew around Gotham as Superman for a lot. Ty is obsessed with this game. This has got to be the best kid friendly game that would also be entertaining for adults that I've ever played. Even the story is good.
To put it in perspective, I've spent 17 hours on this game.
Right.
Which is crazy. It's more than, it makes up almost all my game playing for the month. And the game's only been out for a week and a half.
Have you played a lot of the other Lego games?
Right? I played all the Star Wars ones, which now is all on one disc. And I played the previous Batman one, and I played the Indiana Jones one. I have not.
Isn't this
played
on another level, though?
It's definitely better to me. I think there's, you know, the open world, I think, adds to it. I think the characters are just better characters.
Yeah.
And I think
the
that's
voice
really
acting, the fact that they've added full voice work.
Yeah, I think that adds to it. But I think and a lot of it to me is the personality of those characters of, oh, it's Batman. Oh, it's Superman. And, you know, I have some fun characters that honestly I've never seen in a video game before. And that to me is pretty sweet. You know, one of the characters I like, you know, you fly around as Superman. I beat the game. I'm flying around as Hawkman.
See, there's so many unlockables in here. Because it teases you, right, on the screen by showing you the silhouettes of the people you have. But there's like, there's got to be like 60 characters there.
It's pretty sweet. And it's funny, the ones that, you know, are more useful than others when you do the replays to try to unlock more stuff.
Right.
Like Aquaman is incredibly useful in your replays. But, you know, and they make some characters pretty hard to find and pretty hard to get, too. So it's
so well done.
It is pretty well done. And there's a lot to, I mean, if you're a fan of games where you have to run around and collect things, you're going to like it. There's, I mean, it does a lot of things right. I have had the game freeze on me a couple of times.
Yeah, I hear there's some technical issues with the console version. Like, doesn't it lag a bunch?
No, I haven't had any real lag issues. Sometimes, flying can be a little weird when you first get off the ground.
Yeah, it takes a little practice.
Definitely takes a little practice, but it's still really cool. I mean, you know, Sabrina could sit on the couch and she could play as, she likes to play as Green Lantern. That's her favorite character in the world.
Oh, Green. See, I don't even know who's in the game. I never really looked.
Oh, okay. And she just likes to fly around Gotham City as Green Lantern.
How awesome is it that when you're Superman and you're walking around, as soon as you take off and start flying, dun, 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 dun. So awesome. It has the soundtrack from the Tim Burton Batman movie and, you know, the John Williams score from Superman, which it really adds a lot, I think, for me, because I love both of those scores. I really can't recommend this enough, especially if you have a kid. It's really fun to play with, even though it can be frustrating to play with a four-year-old who can't do some of the more complex things and I just have to take over. But that's just me. Maybe I'm not that patient.
Now, I put this comment from the last show on the outline. Mm-hmm. Now, if you consider this to be a spoiler, can you spoil Lego Batman 2? Is it possible?
I don't think. Yeah. Well, don't, if you're worried about that, then don't listen. But it's pretty minor, I would say.
Yes. I just want to know if you had the same reaction as Metalcolic. Especially, I had this reaction as well. I couldn't help but laugh out loud and think of Wombat when I saw the giant Penny and Dinosaur in Lego Batman 2.
Well, yeah, I thought of it. I thought of you. I didn't know. I don't know the significance other than that you made fun of us for not knowing what that is.
But when you saw it, was it like, oh, there's the...
Exactly, of course.
Yeah, but it had more significance because of all the conversations that we've had recently.
Right. I did remember that we talked about it just a few days earlier. I'm not that brain dead.
Well,
even
you know,
I got the Chinese and Japanese histories.
Exactly. I think I need to talk a little slower now and explain things a little longer.
I don't know, but I really like the game. Don't you think even the story is good and entertaining?
It is. It does have that, and yes.
And funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. I mean, you know, Robin is always gushing over Superman. And
yes, the interactions between Batman, Superman, and Robin actually are the best part of the game. No,
and it's
no
and doubt. It's yet it's faithful to at least to the, like the movies that I've seen, the animated movies that I've seen.
Well, I think, you know, that's the great thing about characters. You know, people talk about why are these comic book characters so popular? Why is every movie a comic book movie? I think there's a versatility to comic book characters that you don't find. I mean, how many characters, you know, like a Batman could make for an amazing and great children's game, and yet less than a year ago, we had one of the best adult-oriented games.
Right, M-rated, you know.
I think it was T.
Was it M-rated?
T.
Oh, okay.
T.
Well, whatever.
It's not for Ty.
Heads.
Yeah. You wouldn't let your you're not letting a toddler play Batman Arkham City.
No. Yeah,
so
it's great.
It's pretty remarkable that a character can have that kind of versatility but still be so accessible.
Yeah.
Same thing with Superman and, you know, same thing with Spider-Man.
And be entertaining to both of us. We're playing the same game and I'm having a great time. It's not like Ty says he wants to play it and I'm like, I want to play it too.
Yeah. And I think there's room in the world for all these different Batman.
Excellent. Yeah.
My only qualm with the game is I would have liked it if the Justice League appears a little sooner.
Yeah. All right.
That's it.
Let's see what else we have here in Wombat's news and stuff. So yeah, Hitman Absolution. Apparently, only 20% of the players will see the last level of the game. I guess it's only gets unlocked if you have a high completion rate. I'm expecting that it's going to be really awesome because as anyone who's listened to the CADcast for a long period of time will know, one of my favorite video game endings of all time is Hitman Blood Money, which actually I think it is my favorite video game ending of all time. So I'm really looking forward and excited about Hitman Absolution and see what they do at the end of that game because it must be, I mean, if it's as good as Blood Money, I mean, I would be happy. Let's see what else we got here.
I was a man of my word, and I bought Conan for $4.
Was that on? Oh, Games on Demand.
Games on Demand. Xbox. No, that was not a small file. It was just under 6 gigs.
Yep.
It's a full game.
Yeah.
You know what's? I don't think it's $4 anymore. But if you could find that game for $4 or so, it's totally worth playing.
It's a God of War clone. More or less, obviously.
It's got some real like goriness in it, which mm-hmm. I knew that, you know, obviously it's Conan the Barbarian. I expected some hacky slashy stuff, but I didn't expect him to slice a man in half vertically, so from head down, and have the two halves of the body fall apart, and you see like intestines hit the ground.
Nice.
It can be pretty gross. Although I do like the weapon system. Where essentially you could pick up any weapon that the enemies drop and then just use it. So
yeah, well, for $5 or $4?
$4. Totally worth it. Totally worth $4. In fact, if we weren't doing this, I'd probably be playing more of it. I came home from work yesterday and I was going to start. I have Metro 2033 sitting here,
mm-hmm.
which I finally got in the mail after you and Shipwreck told me I needed to play it.
Play it on easy, Wombat.
Oh, I will. I just didn't have like the energy to put a disc in my console. I just didn't have it yesterday.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? I bought Conan. I'm going to play Conan.
Yeah. I think you'll enjoy Metro, but like I said, definitely play on easy. And play at night. It's scary.
I have to figure out am I going to play Metro 2033 first or am I playing the Skyrim DLC first? These are the most difficult decisions that I think any human being has ever had to make. And yeah, everyone should feel sorry for me.
Forget about that Supreme Court decision.
Who needs health care?
Let's see what else we got. Oh, some bad news here. I see that Radical Entertainment is basically being dissolved.
Essentially. Now, there is still such a thing as Radical Entertainment, but they're still owned by Activision, but they are no longer making any new games.
I see. It's a shame, really. I mean, the fact that they were made to do these prototype games, I think, was a big mistake.
Were they made to do these prototype games, or is that the games that they wanted to make and were allowed to?
I don't know. I mean,
me
it just,
neither.
It never
I'm
seemed,
just saying.
It never seemed like a decent IP to me. I don't think it really captured anyone's imagination.
No, but Activision really, like, they did a lot of marketing and promotion of that game, especially the second one. And it just, you know, I only played the first game. There's nothing technically wrong with that game. It's a fun game.
Yeah.
They made a very good game, you know, physically. I just didn't find the characters all that interesting.
Yeah, that was one of my problems. I thought the controls were needlessly complicated. There was just a lot. There were a lot of controls for that game. A lot of button combinations. I mean, look. If these guys had made a new Hulk game, it would have been a home run. You know, using that engine and using basically everything they created there. You know, that Ultimate Destruction game was an outstanding game, and it's because you cared about. You know, you were interested in the Hulk. Nobody cared about Johnny Prototype. I don't think anybody could even name.
Alex Mercer.
I know, I remembered it too. But
I remember the game. I have my copy of the game that came for free with something. I don't even remember what it came for free with.
Yeah.
But I have my free copy. Like, it's still sealed.
We can only hope that somehow another Hulk game gets made by whoever's left there. Because that game was so awesome.
Do they still have the license? Activision? That's not the other question.
They got to get it, though. Come on. I mean, it's got to be. It would be totally worth it for them to get it.
Well,
fucking around with Prototype.
It all depends on how much that license costs and, you know, how much that license costs. It's really, that's what it comes down to. I mean, essentially, if Prototype was a hit, and they can make a game that's similar to that Hulk game without having to spend the licensing fees, that's a huge win. But unfortunately, it didn't work out that way. Best of luck to everyone at Radical Entertainment. Again, you made very good games, so hopefully you will get to use your skills someplace else.
Maybe they could do like a sort of a workaround if they don't have the license, like the Outstanding Mulk, perhaps.
I would play the Outstanding Mulk.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it doesn't have to be exactly
Would he be purple and wear green shorts?
There were some, yeah, anything. You know, you got to, whatever it takes to not get sued, basically. let's move on here. So I see Nintendo announced as a big surprise to everybody. They announced the 3DS XL, which has obviously a bigger screen and a slightly improved battery life. Still no second pad.
But they are making the thing for it, the extension.
Oh, are they making some sort of shoulder harness so that you can carry all this stuff around with you?
It comes with a backpack.
Because it comes with a tripod and wheels. Now, I mean, yeah, you know, it's nice to have a bigger screen, but you do lose a lot of the portability, which is what kind of why people buy these things in the first place.
I mean, I would still be able to like take it on the train with me.
But it's quite big. Have you seen like the XL, the DSi XL in person?
Yeah, I mean,
before?
Folded up, it'd be about the size of, say, the Kindle Fire.
Yeah, well, that's pretty big.
Yeah, I'm saying it's, but it's still something like my wife takes out to work with her every day.
Yeah, I don't. So now, Wombat, we talked about this before about you not having a 3DS, and you said, I'm going to wait for the redesign. So here's the redesign. What do you think?
The thing is, it's actually kind of a toss up because there is part of me that does want, especially having, you know, knowing what's coming out for it, there actually are a lot of games on the 3DS that I really want to play. And as far as the current handheld market goes, that is the console I'm most interested in. You know, I want to play the new Super Mario Brothers. I want to play the new Luigi's Mansion. I want to play the new Animal Crossing. These are games I would like. I very much am excited to play. I want to play a new 2D Castlevania. You know, things I want to play. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Very reasonable. So and also, you know, the 3DS, not that expensive. It just isn't.
Right. Right.
You know, and there have been some really good deals lately. Now, do I wait until August and hope for one of two things? Do they have an even better deal on the older model? Not necessarily a price drop. I don't think that's really in the cards. But say a larger gift card or a better game that they'll give me for free with it.
Probably.
Yeah. Or do I actually get the giant one?
Or neither.
Or neither.
I'm voting that you're going to get neither.
Oh, I'll definitely get one.
Oh, you will?
Okay. Oh, yeah. No. I'm definitely going to get one because, again, I really want to play the new Animal Crossing. So.
Oh, okay. Okay. Here we go. Okay.
Yeah. No, this is a valid reason. And I actually really want to play the new Luigi's Mansion.
Yeah, it seemed not. I mean, I played that, I guess, 2 years ago.
Yeah. And it's the new Paper Mario. That's also coming out for this thing, too, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I think so.
See, so there's a lot coming out that I want to play on this console that I can only play on this console, which I think is the, you know, the best-selling point for any console. So
Right. You know, there's an article on Kotaku, which I thought was pretty interesting. They basically said that there was a real lack of 3D talk about the 3DS at E3 this year and at their various, you know, auxiliary presentations that they had after E3. Even though they talked about the 3DS, the actual 3D feature of it was really never mentioned, and that it's almost not even part of the selling point anymore, that they've moved to saying, I guess, the things that make sense, saying, like you just mentioned, you could only play the Mario game on the
3DS. Well, that should be the selling point for every console, should be look how good these games are. Not look at this 3D.
Not look at this ridiculous gimmick that probably 90% of people.
Yeah, the gimmick of a console should be something that's cool, but it shouldn't be the best thing about it.
Right.
You know, like Kinect, which is okay. Actually kind of sucks, but you understand what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. USF H-Bomb writes in, and I know that he listens to the show pretty religiously, so I'm really... I guess, is he trolling us with this question? He asks, any of you guys excited about Nintendo's 8-bit summer on the eShop?
I don't even know what that is.
They're releasing, I think, eight games.
I was going to say, I could kind of figure it out. But
they're virtual console games. I think six of them are black and white games.
So you know, old, they're all Game old Boy games. Game Boy,
yeah,
games.
And two of them are old Sonic games.
I still have my Game Boy. It still works.
Right. Obviously, I'm not excited. I mean, I think he wanted to get me fired up, right? No, yeah. I don't care.
Let's move on. We're moving on. We're moving on. I'm not even going to let you talk about it.
Okay, go on. Oh, I put this on here. Moving on to Sony for a bit. Scott Dave writes in and notes, as a website that caters to thrifty gaming, I'm surprised that you haven't mentioned the great games being offered for free on the PlayStation Plus service. Right now, you can download Little Big Planet 2, Ratchet and Clank All for One, Virtua Fighter 5, Warhammer 40K Space Marines, Just Cause 2, Saints Row 2, Infamous 2, and a bunch of smaller titles for free. So yeah, I do think we mentioned that maybe briefly once before, but
we did because I talked about my lack of hard drive space, and a lot of people sent me comments on how to just have the games without having to download the games.
Huh?
Well, I could just put them in my cart, so when they're not free anymore, they'll still be free for me if and when I ever have more hard drives, more gotcha. Hard drive room. Yeah.
No, I think if you have a PS3, that probably the PlayStation Plus service is worth the investment. You get discounts and these free things. I've used it for sure. I think it's worthy.
I like it just for all the free themes.
All right, there you go.
Like all the, whatever. It's fun for me. Don't judge me.
John Rosenau wants to know what we've been playing on the Vita.
Nothing. I don't have one.
Nothing. It's sitting on the floor.
Nothing, and you do have one.
It's being charged. I'm waiting for Foosball 2012.
You keep waiting.
It's my Vita will be charged and ready to go when that comes out. Until then, there's nothing I'm really looking forward to. I mean, it's not like, you know, the falls have opened and all these games are gushing out for the Vita. It's been pretty quiet on the Vita release front. So, yeah. What else we got here? Microsoft.
Now, there's a couple of new apps that they added to the Xbox dashboard.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is a Kinect app that kind of shows you what's new in the world of Kinect. And I'm only mentioning that because if you download it or access it between now, I think in July 2nd,
mm-hmm.
you can download the game Haunt for free.
Oh, all right.
Which I did. And I played it for about an hour last night.
So it's not that bad, I guess.
That game isn't worth the free, but the Avatar Awards are pretty cool.
Oh, wait, it's not worth the free?
No, not really. But the Avatar. Because here's the problem with that game. In order to walk around the mansion in that game, mm-hmm. you have to stand and walk in place.
Right. That's fun.
It doesn't always work. So you'll find yourself, like, you'll walk and you'll take, like, three steps, and then you'll kind of get stuck in a doorway, and you'll just shake in a doorway for, like, 2 minutes.
So it's realistic.
Yeah, exactly. It kind of sucks.
Right. All right. Yeah, and there's also a sales and specials app.
Yes.
On the 360. And I think there's like some little mini games in there.
Not
like,
quite a mini game per se.
Okay, I haven't seen
it. It's
so.
You access it and then you kind of... It's like a scratch and win card.
Okay.
So you scratch the screen with your fake virtual coin and hope to match three things. And if you match three things, I guess you win something. But if mm-hmm. you don't win, you still get a special offer to buy something.
I
did it 2 days in a row, and it was the same special offer 2 days in a row, so I don't know how often they change that up. You can only do the scratch card once a day.
Hmm.
And there's also something called a chain deal, where they'll show you, I think, the one that, I don't know if it's, again, it's probably the same for everyone, where it's all these Gears of War deals, where if you buy one, it unlocks another deal, and if you buy... And they show you what all the deals are. It's not like it's a secret what the second deal is going to be. But you can't get that second, third, or fourth deal unless you buy the first... You know, you have to buy them all. to move
along. Pretty clever, actually.
It is. It's very clever. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I actually think it's a great idea, especially if it, you know. And it has, you know, the same deal of the week and all that stuff in there, too.
Hmm. All right. I haven't seen it yet because, yeah, I haven't turned on my Xbox in a while. But all right. I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got here. Oh, we're on to CagBag, unless you've been playing stuff on your iPhone.
I've still been playing Monsters Ate My Condo, which is addictive and fun as hell. So there you go.
I have not done that. I did download the update to Gmail, which now has push notifications.
I also downloaded Chrome, but here's the thing. I downloaded Chrome because I'm like, oh, I like Chrome. But here's the thing. In order to use it, you have to accept the accept and continue, as the button says, help make Google Chrome better by automatically sending usage statistics and crash reports to Google.
And you have to opt in.
You have to opt in. And I don't know if I want to send my usage statistics to Google.
If I were you, I wouldn't. I know what you're looking at.
Yeah, I love to watch porn on my iPhone.
Chunkyasses.org. Come on.
All right. I want the knife.
Please. I need to watch that again. And I'm really glad that you got the chunky ass.
Oh, I totally got it right away. Did you ever watch that show, Finder of Lost Loves?
No, I never heard of it.
It's from that also. That was another line from the movie.
All right. Thomas Reese wants to know if we've tried out SimCity Social. I guess that's the Facebook game.
If you don't know what it is, I'm going to assume you haven't.
I've only played one Facebook game, and that's You Don't Know Jack, which is awesome. And I would just recommend that people play that because it's very well done. It's You Don't Know Jack, and that is awesome.
Yeah, I haven't played
it. It's a game show, in case you're not familiar.
Yes.
Let's see. Indifference wants to know about our thoughts on the Nexus Q. It's $300, and it's made in the U.S. Now, this is the competitor for Apple TV, except it costs three times as much. And I don't think Apple TV's really been lighting the world on fire with sales at $100. So I don't see how this is going to do jack shit at $300.
Yeah, I mean, I like that they're making it in the U.S. I think that's great. The problem is that, you know, it's the same problem I have with the Apple TV. I personally have no use for it is kind of, you know, I guess the issue at hand.
Well, now that you don't have Netflix, you really don't have much
use for it. Like, I don't have much use for it at all. I have HBO now.
Right. I do rent a lot of movies on Apple TV. Usually, like, at least one or two a week.
My wife tried to watch Moneyball and fell asleep.
Oh, it's a great movie.
I didn't watch any of it.
All right, let's see what we got here. Sean M.I. wants to know what you're boycotting this week, Wombat.
You, Sean M.I.
Are you still boycotting ABC?
It was CBS.
CBS?
In the sense that I haven't watched CBS in a few months, then technically yes, but, you know, not consciously.
Just they don't have anything good.
Not really. I mean, the only show on there that I like is How I Met Your Mother and football. I think once football season starts, I'm going to forget about all my morals and principles so I can watch football. Because really, it's kind of an addiction. I actually, my fantasy football podcast started back up again this week. I think it's regular back to once a week again now or soon. Mm-hmm. And I was very excited. Like all the fantasy football stuff is starting to come to light. We're a month away from preseason.
Have they integrated that shit yet into? I mean, I'm assuming that the NFL has some sort of streaming service where you can watch all the games like every other sports. Have they figured out a way to integrate that stuff yet? Because that seems like an obvious thing to do.
Well, I mean, you could watch, you know, NFL Red Zone is something you could subscribe to.
Okay.
So
that tells you, like, it knows who all your players
are? No, they don't have something like that. I wish. I wish that there was something where I could kind of input all my players and...
That seems so obvious to me.
Yeah, and just see what they're doing.
I mean, it seems like it's a home run because it's going to get people to sign up for the expensive subscription, you know, streaming service and also for the fantasy football. I mean, I would do it for hockey for sure. But, someone make that.
Yeah.
Fantasy I don't think the NHL is going to be the first to do it. They're pretty fucking ass backwards.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah, you can't even like watch. I don't know. Their streaming is pretty crummy. Let's see. Detective Conan 16 wants to know, what's the most useful E3 swag you got this year, and do you guys get into fights about it, like for the Skylanders?
No, I don't think we got into any fights about it.
I gave you my Skylander, actually.
You gave Shipwreck your Skylander.
Oh, okay.
That's okay.
I just gave it. Well, you had it.
Anyway. I have one. I didn't need to.
But you guys also got the Frito-Lay.
Yes. Only I got those. Those are pretty awesome.
Oh, only you got them?
Only I got the little mini ones. Yep.
I did not know that. So those are going to be
Shipwreck
available.
Got another care package from the person that gave me the mini Skylander. Okay. So he wasn't left out. He got something in the mail.
He got a bucket of cash, I think.
I did. He got a bucket of cash to only give good reviews to Activision games. So if he reviews any Activision games, don't trust his scores.
Right. I did see on Kotaku that there was a story about these, what are they, the minis? What are they called?
The what?
The Skylanders, the pets? What are the little ones called?
Oh, I didn't know they had a name.
Oh, there was something. Anyway, there was an article about like a rumor that they're coming out this summer, and I'm like, yeah, I know they're coming out this summer because one that has them in his house.
I posted a picture of them on Twitter 3 weeks ago.
Right. I was like, I'm pretty sure it's not a rumor. So yeah, those will be those are going to come with Frito-Lay products.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So and didn't you guys get a USB hub from Gree that was kind of cool?
Yes, and you know, it's funny, not all my devices work in it.
Is it powered?
I don't think so.
It doesn't have a power supply, so I don't, it's not powered.
Yeah, I don't think so. So yeah,
that's
like,
that's probably why.
The Fitbit doesn't really work in it.
Oh. Yeah, you probably need a powered USB hub for that.
Yeah.
Because it's a Wi-Fi receiver.
Exactly. So it doesn't really work with everything, so I can't really use it.
I see. Okay. Well, Wombat, I think we've reached the end of our show. Unless you have anything else to add.
Not really. You know, live long and prosper. No.
Yes. Okay, well, in that case, I will remind everybody to follow us on Twitter, GPD, Wombat5277, and Shipwreck, even though he's not here, and follow CheapAssGamer on Twitch TV, twitch.tv/CheapAssGamer, facebook.com/CheapAssGamer, audibletrial.com/CadCast for your free audiobook. Next week, Shipwreck will be back. What else can I tell you? I submitted the CAG PAX panel thing, so hopefully they approve it.
Hopefully they let me Skype in.
Hopefully they let you Skype in. Did you discuss that with your wife? If you could?
You know, it wasn't even a question of that. Besides the fact there'd be no place for me to stay once I got there unless I shacked up with the Shipwrecks.
Right. Or a listener. Maybe a listener would like to have you.
I don't want to stay in someone's house.
No, in like a hotel room.
I don't want to stay in someone's hotel room. That I don't know.
In their bathtub.
I don't want to do that. It just does. It really is inconvenient, unfortunately.
No, I know. Well, I put your name in on the panel, so.
Excellent.
We might have to have somebody who like dresses up as Wombat show up.
Well, I think if you could Skype me in and just put a, like open a laptop and make it full screen, it'll be like my face is right there.
Well, they say that every panel gets a projector.
There you go. You could just project me. That would be sweet.
But it doesn't say that you get an internet connection.
They must.
So I asked for an internet connection.
Excellent.
So we'll see. And I don't know, like, if we can have any, if there's any, well, I guess we don't want any outsiders on there with us, right?
I don't think so. It maybe is like a guest for like a few minutes, but not for the whole show, I don't think.
Right. All right. I mean, basically the panel I wrote, you know, it's mostly a Q&A and we'll talk about what it's like to run a website and deal with PR people and, I don't know, survive earthquakes and things like that.
Have giant penises.
Yep, yep. Why earthquakes are popular in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I want to thank everybody for listening, and we'll be back next week with the full crew. See you then.
Breads then.
We got them going down for the game. Yes, sir, it's the beast from Decatur. Can't see enemies and the haters. Real sharp for my thing like a razor. Blade, come clean like a shaper. So
I guess I'll get a game of tape. But everybody gon' feel the need to say something, but can't speak up whenever you face them. That's what you call microphone gangsters. Yeah, I got a mocha dope. Yeah, I'm raw, you know my focus. Hope be acting extra hard like a Viagra over there. Talking that noise on all them songs. A bunch of little boys, but y'all look grown. Those niggas there and these niggas here.